give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. God bless. This is Jeff Edwards, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word broadcast. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. Ladies, we have an incredible event this weekend. It is so exciting. March the 3rd. Don't miss it. It's our Women of Worth Conference. That's right. This weekend, March the 3rd, we've got speakers that are just going to bless you with the Word of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit, insight and wisdom. One of them is our very own Shelley Belcher right here from the KFM Network. What an incredible heart and passion for God's presence that she has that she's going to release. We have Pastor Stacy Quinlan from Sault Ste. Marie, Destiny Christian Center. Very powerful speaker that speaks in many ladies' conferences, and she's going to be imparting some incredible graces into your life, I believe. And of course, my lovely wife, May, is going to be ministering, and she always flows with insight, wisdom, and quite honestly, she's pretty funny. You know, and I want to encourage you that they're going to have an extended time of worship with Shawnee Sloss. She's led worship for The Cry, and it is going to be a great time. This is for all of our ladies all across the North. We have them registered from North Bay, Greater Sudbury, and Sault Ste. Marie. So it's this Saturday. There's still time. Would you call 705-588-7600? 705-588-7600. It's going to be a great day for our ladies. It's a day for Arise, Awaken, and Activate. The registration is only $40, and that includes a light complimentary breakfast and lunch. It also has a gift basket for every lady, and they're going to be giving away a wonderful door prize. But more importantly, they're going to be speaking into your life and imparting the Holy Spirit's wisdom, direction, and power that's going to bring change into your life, into your homes, into every arena of your life. So ladies, don't miss it. This is for you. This is for you. So March the 3rd, this Saturday. Be there. Register today. 705-588-7600. Seating is limited. We want to see you there. You know, as we talk about breakthrough, and as we continue to move into the realms of breakthrough in our life, I'm getting reports of breakthroughs. You know, there was one gentleman that had been believing God for different things and multiple, and he emailed our prayer line and asked us to pray for him. We prayed for him, and then he wanted me to pray with him, and I prayed with him. And he said that very day, he had three arenas of life breakthrough. What do you need in breakthrough today? And we talked about last week, your breakthrough is in a look, a touch, a word, and obedience. And we looked at, what does it look like that it's in a look? It was a look that it's from God, because it says in 2 Chronicles 16:9 that the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro, looking for those whose hearts are undivided. And then we saw what happened when Jesus looked at people. When he looked at people, he connected with them, and we began to see that connection produces something in our life, and there's a touch by God that happens, and many people received Christ and rededicated their life last week to put Jesus as the center of their life once again in the right order. And I want to talk to you about this breakthrough and continue to move on into a few realms, but I want to define once again what breakthrough is, okay? A breakthrough is an offensive thrust that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line in warfare. Breakthroughs are not something you just sit around and wait for. Breakthroughs are something that you have to step into. You have to move ahead in the right arenas to see breakthrough in your life. You know, it's an act of breaking through a barrier. We get stuck sometimes in life where we're at. Let me ask you a question. Are you stuck in a relationship that is abusive? Are you having a stuck with addictions or in lies, false belief? Are you stuck in the past mistakes of your life? Are you stuck in a particular environment that you just can't seem to break loose of and you need to break through? Jesus said, and he promised us, he would always be with us. and that he would never leave us and that he would give us the power to overcome the enemy. Oh, would you just rejoice with me right now? Say, I have breakthrough power. I have power to overcome the enemy. Now, let me stretch you a little farther. It says this is the victory that we have, and this victory is in our faith in Jesus Christ. See, it's a sudden advance. It's a sudden advance. Faith doesn't operate in the realm of possible. There is no glory for in that which man can do. Faith begins where man's power ends. George Mueller. Oh, George Mueller was an incredible, awesome prayer warrior who cared for thousands upon thousands of orphans in England back in the 1800s, and he believed God for the food every day to feed them orphans. What an incredible story about George Mueller. And he says it this way, it's when you're at your end that God begins. You know, it's a sudden advancement. A sudden advancement. We've got to do something to move beyond that place of getting stuck. You know, let me ask you this question. Is there a pattern for biblical breakthrough? Is there a pattern for breakthrough? Well, there is. As you study God's Word and you read the records in God's Word, you'll see the Old Testament and the New Testament reveal certain patterns. Now, understand this. A pattern is something that we learn from. Remember, history is, if you don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat the same mistake over and over and over again. How many of us have walked around the same mountain, you know, trying to break free of addictions, and you lay something down, and then you say you're not going to pick it up, and then you look at it, you look at it, and you get around, your friends are doing it, and you pick it up and do it again. You know, how many times are you going to walk around that same mountain? How many times are you going to find yourself in an abusive relationship because you don't know who you are and you don't know how to set boundaries? How many times are you going to do that to your life? And let's think about this, not just your life, but perhaps your children's life. You know, I just got that in my spirit today that there's people struggling with abusive relationships and that you're afraid to get out of them. You know, the first thing I always tell people in abusive relationships is get out of it. Get out of that abusive relationship and begin to set order and boundaries. And what does that look like? Well, that could be counseling for multiple individuals. You know, to where you need to start setting proper boundaries. I'm speaking to somebody right now. You're being held in guilt because you think, I have to stay in this. I'm being punished. I can't get out of this. No, God loves you. He doesn't want you to stay in an abusive situation. Get out of that abusive situation and then begin setting proper boundaries. You know, folks, boundaries are a very crucial thing in relationship. You know, I just sense it's a word from somebody. Grab a hold of that and your breakthrough will be there today for you in the name of Jesus. You know, we're here for you. 705-588-7600. You know, is there a pattern for biblical breakthrough? Yeah, when you look at the book of Judges in the Old Testament. Now, I know it's under the law and different things, but listen, here's the pattern. Great need, great sin, great bondage, God's great compassion, God delivers. You know, folks, there is a pattern. How did Jesus teach his disciples to experience and be agents of breakthrough? He taught them to preach the good news, just to tell people what God has already done for them. Receive it and believe it. And if you do that, then your life will change. If you receive it and you believe it, to receive it. In the Bible, there are multiple words used to receive, and one of them is to receive it into manifestation. One of it is to receive it to where, yeah, I've got it, but the other is to receive it into manifestation. Would you receive the good news? It's time to receive the good news, not just that you're hearing me today about breakthrough, but that it's time to walk in breakthrough because you're going to act on what you're hearing. Receive it. Believe it. Believe it is action. Faith without works is dead. That's why it's a sudden advancement. There's something part that you've got to play for your breakthrough. God's at work with you. He's strengthening you. You see, you can defeat evil. The good news, it brings healing into your life. There's good news. You know, when we get a hold of, there's a precedent for breakthrough that can happen in our day. You know, God, through very ordinary people who believed what he said, transformed the entire world. You can see your life transformed, your children's lives transformed, your business transformed, your city transformed, your church transformed, our nation transformed, if we'll just receive and believe the gospel, the good news. We'll see breakthrough. We'll see breakthrough in every arena of life in the name of Jesus. These are ordinary people who believed an extraordinary message that God loves them, that God wants to heal them and deliver them. They lived out what was already done for them. You can experience that God is good. You can experience that it is God's will to do the impossible through you. Matter of fact, the gospel says that Jesus said to them, feed them, reach people. When you get a hold of the Word of God and you begin to understand the truth about breakthrough, that breakthrough is in a look. He's looking for you, you're looking to Him. Breakthrough is in a touch. You're allowing God to touch you by His Holy Spirit because you become born again. You're allowing God to touch you through His Word in the name of Jesus. And you're going to take a step of obedience today. You say, Pastor, I knew there was a hook. Yeah, here's the hook. Obedience. You see, many people want breakthrough in their life, but they don't want to obey God in their life. You know, obedience is a very powerful thing. We're living in a very crucial period of time. We are approaching the end of the age when the church needs to arise to its rightful place and allow the power and the glory of God to flow through us and over us and around us. That's why the women's conference is Arise, Awaken, and Activate. You know, get a hold of this. Breakthrough is in your obedience. God is going to move in our lives. Listen to what the Word of God declares. For though we walk in the flesh, in 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. For the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Oh, I'm telling you right now, I want to share with you about obedience. You know, Jesus said that if you love me, you'll obey me. Can I tell you right now, your breakthrough's in your obedience? You say, Pastor Jeff, I just want somebody to touch me and it all to go away. It will if you obey. Jesus is touching you right now. He's touching you with a word. Jesus' presence is there with you right now. Will you obey what He says? You see, there is a path of obedience and a path of disobedience. There is a path of blessing, and there is a path that will keep you in bondage. You know, listen to what Joshua 1:8 says. This book of the law, or shall we just say God's word, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Listen, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success if you walk the Word. I'm telling you can walk the Word of God. Why? Peter did. Peter walked on the Word of Jesus, and he walked on the water. That's right. People think he walked on the water. No, he walked on the Word. Hallelujah. You know, a word from God can change your life. You know, God wants us to get a hold of the Word. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke 6:46-48. That's not Jeff Edwards. This is Jesus. You know, and I'll tell you what, when you read what Jesus said, then it's between you and Him. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not those things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug a deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against this house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. What am I saying? Jesus is the rock. He is the foundation. He is the cornerstone of everything in our lives. The Word of God is Jesus. Jesus is the Word. We build our life on the Word of God. And when we build our life on the Word of God, we have a solid base. Remember, the book of Isaiah tells us that the Word will be the stability of our time. You see, God's Word is eternal. God's Word is true, and God's Word never changes. Yes, we must always modernize, and we must always be relevant to the language and the understanding of the day. Why? Because Jesus did just that. He spoke parables. He spoke parables to them in words of common things that they would understand. And yet those that were truly hungry came to Him to seek the spiritual truth. That's why many times today people don't see the deep spiritual truth, because they're just shallow and they're not really seeking for it. God wants you to know that if you'll seek him with all of your heart and undivided heart, that you'll walk into the great truth that'll set you free and produce breakthrough in your life. And you'll get a hold of something, that you're building your life on the rock. People build their lives on shaky foundations. Some of us need to go back and dig up some of the foundations that were laid. They were cracked. And we need to dig them up and dig once again and relay the foundations of the truth of God's word. What are those foundations? God loves you. What are those foundations? When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What are those foundations? Those foundations are we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. What are those foundations? That the Holy Spirit is alive on the inside of us, and he's at work within us to do and to will of God's good pleasure. What are those foundations? Those foundations are the fact that God's word is trusted. You can trust God's word. God's word, folks, let's get a hold of this. You know, that's why they're trying to get rid of God's word. They're trying to take it out of the church even. Oh, you don't want to preach that, preacher. No, I'm going to preach the word. Why? Because it's still the cross. It's still the cross. It's still the blood of Jesus at Calvary that was shed for you and for me, that we can live free from sin and stain and chains and pains of the past. And Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. It's still the cross. God says what is true. His word is true. And what God says is wrong is still wrong. And I want you to understand that. Folks, we will not compromise the word of God. We're going to build it on a solid foundation. We must be essentially have obedience in areas. Listen to this. Being obedient has to do with being submissive to the restraint or command of authority. That's from Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary. That's a tough thing for some folks. Being obedient has to do with being submissive. Can I add another word in there? Humility. Can I add another word in there? Let's just be honest, to serve. You know, can I add a word in there? Can I just say this? People have a challenge with authority. Well, God works through divine authority. You know, if you challenge every authority in your life is going to be a really rough place. You see, God gives us a word to stand on, and our problem is we haven't nurtured ourselves and our children in obedience to authority. Now, I know there's abusive authority, but God says that when the authority in place is righteous, the people are blessed. And you know, folks, so we pray that righteous authority will be in place. But understand this, even in the midst of unrighteous authority, God still expects us to respond correctly. David was under the authority of Saul. And Saul was going to kill him. What'd he do? He got out of there. But he still would not lay hand on Saul. Why? Because he recognized God had put him in power there. Now, folks, I want you to understand something. You know, this whole realm of authority really is quite a biblical study that needs to be done and understood so that you understand that there is all authority comes from God. And while God gives us the authority for choices, I want you to recognize this. We have the authority for choices in our nation if we operate in it. You know, we have authority to elect. We have authority to depose. Will we use it? Well, I just have to ask you that question. You know, authority is a good thing. And see, to be obedient to authority means to be submissive to the restraint and the command of authority. We must be obedient to the truth of God's word. Listen to 2 Thessalonians 3:14. And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. You know, the Bible tells us that if our relationships have everything to do with it, if people are not obeying God's word, they know to obey God's word and they're not obeying God's word, the Bible tells you quit associating with them. Say, Pastor Jeff, where's the love of that? Well, there's a boundary there because it says bad company corrupts good morals. You see, I see many people think that they're going to bring people to a different place and they get sucked into the vortex themselves. Folks, you better take heed unto yourself and you better watch who you're running with and you better ask yourself, are they obedient to the gospel that they know? The Bible says go into all the world and preach the good news, preach the gospel, and make disciples of all men. Every believer has the opportunity or the possibility to have a different vein of thought. But the bottom line is, are we obedient to the message of Jesus Christ? I want you to get a hold of that. John 14:21 says this, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me, he will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." You see, there's a manifestation that comes into our lives out of obedience to the gospel. You see, we must be obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7 through 10. "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion." Well, the Holy Spirit is speaking breakthroughs into people's lives, and we're not getting them because we're not obeying. We need to obey the Word of God. Some of us need to just recognize it's not something new we need. We just need to go back to what we had already learned and be faithful to that Word. Decision. Make a good decision in your life. Make a decision for Jesus Christ. Make a decision to do it God's way. Make a decision to break the things in your life and that are holding you back. Make a decision today. You know, you just need to make a decision. Some of us need a deliverance because we just can't seem to break the power of it by our willpower. Well, can I tell you something? Jesus purchased your willpower in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, "Not my will be done, but thine be done, O Father." I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus that you would have the strength in the inside of you, that his Spirit would strengthen you in your decision-making process, that you can walk free of disobedience and walk back into that place of obedience. You will be amazed what obedience will produce in your life. There's joy in obedience. Listen to this. In 1 John 3:22, "And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments," or we keep his word, "and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." You know what's pleasing in his sight? Faith. Why? Hebrews 11:6, "For without faith it is impossible to please him." Remember, this whole relationship in the New Testament is about faith in Jesus Christ. It's about the grace of God. It's about God working from the inside out, not from the outside in. Religion always tries to change everything from the outside in. God wants to work from the inside out, but give him something to work with. Give him your undivided heart and watch what he'll do with it. Oh, when you give God your undivided heart, something happens. Grace begins to work at your heart, and you desire to obey him. You desire to know him. You begin to understand faith and righteousness, and you begin to obey the gospel. And when you obey the gospel, something very powerful happens. Why is obedience to God so important? You know, obedience is so important to God because it shows that God rewards obedience. Jesus calls us to obedience. Obedience is an act of worship. Romans 12:1 says, "And so, my dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because all he has done for you, let them be a living, holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable, the truly, true way to worship him." Obedience. You see, folks, this obedience is an act of worship. Obedience, God rewards. He tells us all throughout the Bible. Genesis 22:18 says, "And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me." Well, see, I take that literally and personal to me because it says in Galatians that we are the seed of Abraham and we have Abraham's blessing. And God spoke that to Abraham right there. And he said that his children would be blessed because of him. I declare my children are blessed because of my stand for Jesus Christ. You want to bless your kids? Don't think about what you can leave them in an earthly realm. Think about what you can leave them in the spiritual realm about obedience to Christ. You see, obedience to Christ is everything. You know, it says in Luke, Jesus said in Luke 11:28, "But even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice." Folks, your breakthrough's in putting the obedience to it. Obedience to God demonstrates our faith. In 1 John 2:3-6, and it says, "And this we can be sure, that if we know him, we obey his commandments. If someone claims, 'I know God,' but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living the truth." Why? "I know God, but they don't obey." No, if you know God, you would obey. Why? Because you would understand God's love. You would understand God's heart. You would understand God's intent. You would understand the blessing. You would understand that he would strengthen you. You see, if you really know God, it's not hard to obey. In the arenas that we're not able to obey, we obviously just don't know him that well. Why? Obedience is better than sacrifice, it tells us in 1 Samuel 15:22. It tells us in the Word of God that through obedience we experience the blessings of holy living. And of course, the one thing that people don't want to hear about is we know that disobedience leads to sin and death. You see, Disobedience leads to brokenness and bondage. And so I'm saying to you today that as we're looking at breakthrough is in a word, a touch, a look, and obedience. I'm keeping these before you. And there is a pattern to breakthrough. Obedience is a pattern of breakthrough. And that God wants us to obey His word. And His commandments are not grievous. They're easy. They're easy. Why? Because God empowers you to live this Christian life. You don't have to live it on your own. Yes, you've got to give Him an undivided heart. Got to give Him something to work with. And you'll see breakthrough in your life. That's my prayer for you. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Quebrantamiento. I learned that in Costa Rica. That means breakthrough in Spanish. I may not quite be saying it 100% correctly, but I'll tell you what. God has breakthrough in every language for you and for me. And that breakthrough is on our obedience. That breakthrough is in an undivided heart. That breakthrough is in the Word of God. That breakthrough is God touching you and you touching God. This is Jeff Edwards. I want to encourage you, get a hold of us online, 705-588-7600, or at the church office, or online at RestoreChurch.ca. We'd love to hear from you. We have many partners all across the world and around the north. Connect with us. We want to connect with you. Ladies, remember, this Saturday, you still have time to register. We want to encourage you. Register today, 705-588-7600 for the Great Women of Worth Conference. The theme this year is Arise, Awaken, and Activate. We have our very own Shelley Belcher going to be ministering, and my wife May will be there ministering as well. Pastor Stacy Quinlan from Sault Ste. Marie will be coming in with an incredible word of impartation into your life. We have worship with an extended period of time of worship with Shawnee Sloss, who's led worship for the Cry. Ladies, it's going to be a great event. It's $40 registration. This conference is for you. The $40 is a complimentary light breakfast for you, or continental breakfast, complimentary light lunch, a free gift bag for every lady, a wonderful gift basket that's going to be a drawing to give away. They had a great time last year. Would you come be part of it? Bring a friend. Call today, 705-588-7600. Don't waste time. Call right now. Seating is limited. We're believing God to have an incredible time. Ladies are registered from North Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, Greater Sudbury, and there's still room for you. And men, pay for your wife to go. Watch the kids. Stay at home. You know, give her something good for her. You know, there perhaps may be a lady in the church or someone in your office or someone around your neighborhood that you know would just be blessed. Why don't you just pay for that conference for her and pick her up and take her to this wonderful conference this Friday, March the 3rd, Steelworkers Hall. That's right. We've got a Steelworkers Hall, plenty of great parking, great time for our ladies. Call today, 705-588-7600. Now, I want to invite you personally this Sunday night, March the 4th, this Sunday night. Our Impact Sudbury. That's right. The first Sunday of the month at Restoration Church, right there in Valcarion. We invite you to be part of our radio listening audience as we carry the flame of God's Word all across the North. The first Sunday night of the month, this Sunday, we're at Restoration Church, 1621 Valley View Road. Remember, every third Sunday, we're in Sault Ste. Marie at Destiny Christian Center, and we're fanning the flame there. And every fourth Sunday of the month, we're in North Bay. Be part of one of these great Impact Your City areas as we go across the North, carrying the fire and the flame, a breakthrough. God has a breakthrough for you. We love you. We believe in you. We want to hear from you and get involved in a local church someplace. There's a church for you. God wants you to connect with the body of Christ. Get into a Bible-based church. If you don't have one, get a hold of us. We'll direct you someplace. If you're in the greater Sudbury area, come join us Sunday mornings at 10:30. And I'm speaking to all the people that perhaps once went to church and are no longer going to church. Do it. Go out to church this weekend. Be part of the solution. Hallelujah. Bring God's grace and mercy into the body of Christ. You have a part to play. This is Jeff Edwards saying, God loves you. We love you. Remember this. Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by Neocon, for all your poured foundation needs. Call 969-1626.
That's my toy.